The prophecies spoken by Ezekiel certainly saw their fulfillment as God caused the children of Israel to return from Babylon to Jerusalem. And I will bring them out from the peoples, and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. The promise, however, was not only for the children of Israel to bring them hope and comfort while they were exiles in Babylon, but to tell us of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. It is the Good Shepherd, Jesus, who laid down his life for the sheep. It is the Good Shepherd who took up his life again so to bring eternal life to his flock. Yes, God gathered the scattered, exiled Jewish people from Babylon and returned them to the land once promised to Abraham. But showing even greater love, God gathered people from all tribes and nations to be part of his kingdom, the church. The message of hope, of comfort, is not for a select few people, but for all sinners, for you, for me. We were gathered up by God not to perform great feats of faith, but to be cared for as God's precious flock. As we hear Ezekiel, "And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel," we also hear King David, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures." Even when we seem far from home, strangers in a strange land, we have the comfort of God's promise of forgiveness and life everlasting. May our Lord grant us the peace of knowing of his rich grace and love. Amen.